In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to move this out of the way so that you can all see the wonderful panel in front of the altar which we've had there during Advent, thanks to Sue and her needlework. And it's based on the Advent hymn which we shall be singing shortly, O Come, Emmanuel, which is actually one of the most ancient in our hymn books, probably dating back to about the 6th century. And it was composed as a series of antiphons or introductory verses to the Magnificat, to Mary's song. And they're still used that way at evening prayer in the 7 days before Christmas. And each verse tells us something about the nature of the child that Mary is carrying, the child that caused Elizabeth's baby to leap in her womb when the two women met. O come, Emmanuel. O come, thou rod of Jesse is verse 2, and the rod of Jesse is this root coming out of Jesse, was the father of David, and is therefore the root or shoot which is grown from this root, which we have. There's one here, and there's another one over here, and there's one there. So this shoot growing out of Jesse. The Israel of David's time was regarded as a golden age, and Jesse, as I say, was the father of Jesse and therefore an ancestor of Jesus. But the time of David's kingdom was regarded as a golden age, to be contrasted with the lonely exile of Isaiah's day, when the people had been deported to Babylon, and indeed with the time of Jesus himself, when the country was occupied by the Romans. We may also think of the failings and perils of our own day, and this verse is a prayer that the Messiah will usher in a new golden age when God's sovereignty will be complete. So come, thou rod of Jesse. A quote from Isaiah chapter 11, one of our Advent Sunday readings. And then another theme in those verses is the day star, and you can see the star on 3 or 4 places there on the panel. The day star, the morning star, which is very visible at this time of the year. When I come across to the church to say morning prayer, it's still dark, but there is this one bright point of light in the sky, the morning star. And again, this verse is picking up references to Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, which is, of course, identified with Jesus in the book of Revelation. I am the root and the offspring of David. The root of Jesse theme. I am the root and the offspring of David. I am the bright morning star, it says in Revelation. Well, there again, the prologue to St. John's Gospel, which we will hear at midnight mass. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When we feel oppressed with gloomy clouds and dark shadows, Jesus brings hope. He is the bright morning star that tells us, despite all appearances, the light of day will come. And then in verse 4 of the hymn, there is a reference to the key of David, and you can see the keys here on the panel as well. It's a rather curious reference, because as far as I can make out, there is no mention of keys in the history of King David in the Old Testament. There's a passing reference in Isaiah chapter 27, where the key of David is a badge of office given to the chief official of the royal palace. It's obviously a symbol of his role in controlling access to the king, rather like Jesus' words to Peter, "On this rock I shall build my church, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." And in England, when a new vicar arrives in his parish and is instituted, he is formally presented with the keys of the church. So the symbolism still continues. The key is obviously to open. In his death and resurrection, Jesus opens the gate of heaven for us. And in the sacraments, the church too opens us a way, making the mystery of God's salvation accessible to us all. And then as the hymn continues, in the fifth verse, the references are rather more obvious, with the Lord appearing to Moses on Mount Sinai and giving the Ten Commandments. And we have down here the tablets of the law and the burning bush. So it is the Lord who appears to Moses on Mount Sinai. Jesus said that he came to fulfill the law, literally to give it flesh and blood, and rescuing it from becoming formality and legalism. But therein lies the paradox of this ancient hymn, this ancient set of verses, with their plain song melody and their obscure references. The whole hymn could sound like an exercise in nostalgia, an attempt to retreat from the world into a real or an imagined golden age. Except for one thing, the refrain, O come, Emmanuel. That is not looking backwards, it is looking forwards, as we do at Christmas. Yes, we do remember that birth 2,000 years ago, but we also look forwards to the coming of Jesus in our hearts, in our day, and at the end of time. These words then look forward with eager longing. And Emmanuel, as St. Matthew helpfully tells us, means God with us. The verses of the hymn, as I said, are texts attached to the Magnificat, the song Mary sang when she was told that the baby she was carrying would be God embodied in human form. God who would usher in a new age, not a former golden age, but a new age in which the mighty will be overthrown, the poor lifted up, and the hungry fed. Each verse, with its Old Testament references, shows us that this has been God's purpose all along and continues to be his purpose today. So this collection of texts expresses the longings and the hope of ordinary people throughout the world and in all ages. The emotions these words express are both ancient and modern, with an immediacy to show us how God is actually fulfilling these hopes and desires. Our Advent calling is to search for God in the world as it is, amidst tyranny and exile and gloom. And when we find him and hear his voice, then we will discover light in our darkness and a way that leads to joy and to wonder. Amen.